Day number 9, the strategic place of prayer in crisis. Read Psalm 22, verses 5 through 21, Matthew 26, verse 39, and James 5, verse 13. Whatever you may think of Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of Christ, I think the scene at the foot of the cross got a lot right. Looking down from the cross, Jesus sees a vile-looking humanoid, Satan, circling through the crowd. The creature's sneering grin grows deeper as each breath of the Savior becomes more labored. Satan's ancient plan will soon be realized. Poetic license? Not so fast. But to find the source text, one must leave the Gospels and go to the Psalms of David. Psalm 22, the prophetic account of the crucifixion, which reads, "A band of evil men has encircled me. Bulls surround me. Roaring lions open their mouths wide against me. Dogs have surrounded me." End of quote. Horrific. Evil. The psalm continues, recounting the future prayers of the dying Lamb of God from the cross. "But you, O Lord, be not far off. O my strength, come quickly to help me. Deliver me from the sword. Rescue me from the mouth of the lions." Surely heaven and hell met at the cross. In a lesser but very real way, the same is true during any crisis. Crisis brings people to their most vulnerable, and that's where heaven and hell rush in, although for completely opposite purposes. Our only weapon to wield, as demonstrated here in Psalm 22 by Jesus, is prayer, which penetrates the veil, touching the heart of the Father and breaking the resolve of the evil one. Prayer, simple, desperate, and earnest. Only prayer. Others who sought deliverance through prayer, like Paul. 3 times Paul prayed for God to remove his thorn in the flesh. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. And Joseph. The Bible records none of Joseph's prison prayers, except those requesting wisdom to interpret dreams. But certainly this man of God prayed constantly to be delivered from prison. And Job. Job sweetly yielded to God's will, offering up almost superhuman prayers to him who gave and has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. Job 1:21. James agrees, writing simply, "Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray." James 5:13. Prayer is answered. All 4 of the men whose stories are cited above would affirm that their prayers were answered, though the answers looked very different from their requests. Jesus was still made sin, but he rose in victory, opening the way between God and man. Paul was granted sufficient grace, but not healing of his thorn in the flesh. For years, God answered Joseph's prayer for deliverance by granting him favor in the eyes of those in authority over him. Finally, at the perfect time, he was released from prison. And lastly, Job. Job was vindicated before his comforters, but his losses were real.